Office of Justice Assistant Spokesman Ryan Sugden says cuts have already eliminated 15 task forces across the state in the last 3 years, leaving 18 units. Sugden says that number could be fewer than 5 by next year.
Unfortunately, no task force is immune to the possibility of cuts. It is quite possible that task forces in the Douglas County area in the southeastern part of the state will be completely defunded.
Northwest Area Crime Unit Supervisor Mike Miller is a narcotics officer for Douglas County. He says 5 years ago they received $100,000 in federal grant money. Now they get $41,000 a year to help the task force pay for controlled buys and the hours devoted to investigations.
It would limit the abilities. Now, obviously, let's say a city like Superior is going to have some type of drug enforcement, whether the task force exists or not. Is it going to be at the same level? You know, most likely no. But where it hurts is some of these other counties that either don't have full-time investigators or don't have the amount of funds that are available. They may just not do any investigation.
Task forces are expected to lose over $1 million statewide if Congress doesn't increase their funding. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.